Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Of course, Chris with MLB.com. Chris, we're going to go back to May 26th of 1978. Now, this was a good season for the Giants because they had, you know, struggled in the 70s, but all of a sudden in 1978, Vida Blue came over. They got off to a good start, and they're home for a very big weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers at Candlestick Park. The Giants are 26-14 at this point, so they played a quarter of the season, and already they've got over 25 wins, so they're off to a pretty good start. 43,000, Chris, out there, 646, to see this matchup of Doug Rau, the left-hander, against Bob Knepper for the Giants. Now, let me give you the lineup, so, and then we'll get into this game here. For the Dodgers, boy, this is their lineup. This was the lineup that went to the World Series. Bill North, Bill Russell, Reggie Smith, Ron Say, Steve Garvey, Dusty Baker, Lee Lacy, and Steve Yeager, and Doug Rau on the hill. For the Giants, Bill Madlock, Darrell Evans, Jack Clark, McCovey, Mike Ivey, Larry Herndon, Mark Hill, Johnny LeMaster, and Bob Knepper on the hill. Very exciting time here as the Giants open up this three-game series with the Dodgers.
Marty, tremendously exciting. I remember that season so vividly. I went to a ton of games. I went to as many games as I could, to be quite honest. The Giants played a thrilling brand of baseball that year, and, you know, just a couple years before, it seemed like they were headed for Toronto. And to have, you know, this youthful, energetic team, you know, on the field was it was a great tonic for Giants fans.
Well, they had Vida Blue pitching. They had Bob Knepper pitching. Montefusco was still here at that point. This was a very exciting night. Just think, Candlestick Park, think about it, in May, probably cold as can be, and the Dodgers in with 43,000 getting ready for a big weekend series. All right, this is how it unfolds. In the Giant first, they get two runs. They go up 2-0. And why we made this a great game? Because it's another great game for the great Hall of Famer, number 44, Willie McCovey. Madlock flies out to center field. Darrell Evans draws a walk, and Jack Clark gets a booming double to right field, and it brings up Willie McCovey, who singles to left, driving in two runs.
Well, that's what I'm proud of, right? I'm proud of being a clutch hitter. I prided myself of that. I always wanted to be up there with men on so I can drive them in, so that's what I considered myself, an RBI guy, and that's why you hit in the fourth spot. The cleanup hitter is just that. You're supposed to clean the bases, and so I was proud to be a cleanup hitter and proud to come up, happy to come up with runners on base.
Willie Mack was a Dodger killer. Well, he pretty much killed the entire National League, of course, Marty, but I don't know if there was anything he liked more than slaying the hated beast to the south. You say Doug Rau was pitching, you know, soft-tossing left-hander. You know, Willie Mack could hit hard throwers, and he could hit guys like Doug Rau. I mean, that's what made him a Hall of Famer.
And the fans loved him at this stage of his career, and it's a big weekend, a very big weekend for Willie McCovey. So after that, Mike Ivey gets a base hit to center. Herndon walks. Mark Hill grounds out to second, and that gets McCovey across the plate. Johnny LeMaster grounds out, and the Giants go up in that first inning, 3-0. Well, it continues on. They go to the fifth inning. Darrell Evans, boy, he got on base a lot. He had a good on-base percentage. He walks. Jack Clark a base hit, and McCovey comes up, and Chris, he crushes one, a three-run shot to put the Giants up 5-0, and it's home run number 4 on the year for Willie McCovey.
Very few times I went up there thinking home run. Maybe in the late innings or something, ninth inning when we needed to win the game, I might try to hit one, but most of the time I never really tried.
The fans literally exploded. You mentioned before why we made this one of the greatest games. I think the fan reaction, Lon Simmons actually requested Willie on the air, openly said, come on, Will, take a bow, take a curtain call. Willie McCovey, being such a professional, being so old school, and I say that in the best way possible, didn't really want to take a curtain call. He felt it was showing up the opposition, even if the opposition was the Dodgers, especially because the opposition was the Dodgers. He respected them so much, but the fans kept on yelling, kept on cheering. Finally, he came out and doffed his helmet.
Well, amazing. Very exciting time for the Giants in that game. Terry Whitfield goes in to play left field, and Mike Ivey goes to first base. And now the game continues into the ninth inning. Now, Bob Knepper's going the whole way here. And you get to the L.A. ninth, and, I mean, really, it's a gauntlet to go through. Reggie Smith grounded to LeMaster. Ron Say, who probably had more home runs than anybody at Candlestick, hits one out. Now it's 6-1. Garvey grounded to LeMaster. And who makes the last out? Dusty Baker. Bob Knepper gets him.
Bob Knepper gets him with a strikeout, if I remember correctly, and that was it. Giants 6, Dodgers 1.
Knepper goes a complete game, 9 innings, 6 hits, a run, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. The Giants go to 27-14, and it sets up the Saturday game, which is Vida Blue against Bert Hooten. And Blue loses that one to Bert Hooten 3-1. Now, this sets up the Sunday game, and Chris, we've done the show on the Sunday game already. We call it the Mike Ivey game. Now, think about Candlestick, 56,103 for Sunday. Now, they had 43,000 on Friday night, 56,000 on Sunday. And on this one, Dodgers get off, as we know, we've done the show on this, to a big lead. Mike Ivey hits the grand slam, puts the Dodgers behind at that point. After that, Reggie Smith hits a home run, they tie it up. And then Darrell Evans knocks in Terry Whitfield in the bottom of the seventh, and the Giants go up 6-5 and win that game. But Mike Ivey had the pinch hit grand slam in that game, and that was a huge part of that game. And what a weekend of baseball.
A big weekend of baseball, Marty. And, you know, maybe at this point, we might shrug our shoulders at a big weekend series in May. Now we've seen the Giants win 3 World Series titles. But back then, let's face it, the Giants had a lot of losing seasons immediately before 1978. They needed stuff like this to build their confidence, build the image of the franchise, and they did with these victories against the Dodgers.
Well, the game time on Friday night, which was a 6-1 game where McCovey hit, drove in 5 of the 6 runs, 2 hours 12 minutes. And on the exciting Sunday game, where I was there and you were there, and we'll never forget that one, 2 hours 39 minutes, and a game that went back and forth. The Giants prevailed 6-5, but that was a weekend of Giants baseball.
As far as the game times, Marty, good baseball is played crisply, and these two teams were capable of playing very good baseball at the time.
All right, that's another great game. Marty Lurie, Chris Haft, and Willie McCovey, 5 RBIs, a big home run, and he took care of things by himself to start this big series off on Friday night. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.